in our session today, we were looking at printing and how printing allows us to be literate. We looked at the very first book that was printed, which was the Bible. And without this, we would have books. And this is a point in time that really marked where literacy became free for all to access. Before moving on to actually carrying out the activity in printing, we contextualise ourselves with some important prints that have happened throughout time. We looked at relevant artists that are still alive and also local, so if we were carrying out with children, it would be relevant and interesting. So the artist that we looked at was Banksy and Avril Payton, and we chose to focus on Payton's painting called Windows in the West East. This is a very popular piece of art in Scotland and was created in 1993. It's in Kelvingrove Museum and is visited each day by many from all over the world. We then watched a video of Payton herself explaining the rationale behind the painting and answering key questions. For example, like how long did it take? Why she decided to have something different going on in each room? Did she just make it up? Has she seen it before? Kind of thing. And this gave us some background information to the painting, so we as learners had a better understanding of the artwork and the story behind it. We were able to learn through these types of images, and as a learner, it's very important to critically analyse and discuss our own ideas and what we think is going on, as art is very flexible and it can allow us to many conclusions. For our printing lessons, we were using Payton's painting, which was enlarged onto different pieces of paper. We had a range of resources such as print rollers, coloured paper, different colours of ink, and a polystyrene tile. So the first stage was to gather our resources and select a piece of painting to focus on and carve into the polystyrene tile. We did this through taking a ballpoint pen to mark out the specific parts, and then once we were happy with it, we covered the tile in ink and then printed it onto a bit of blank paper. The quality of the transfer really depended on how much ink we had on the print at the beginning. I then could reflect on what I was doing, and alter my technique to suit. As for example, putting more ink would see how the quality difference impacts the outcome. And as a learner, this is a really important thing to do. Just step back, reflect, analyse your work, and then you're able to change the outcome.